Hey Leute, hier ist Max Giesinger und ich habe mir gerade Harry Potter und das verwunschene Kind angeguckt. Was eine geile Show, könnte ich mir direkt nochmal reinziehen. Sichert euch jetzt Tickets unter harrypottertheater.de.
Bis Sommer 2026. Ein letztes Mal Magie.
Nur noch für kurze Zeit, also husch husch in den Warenkorb mit den Tickets.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Frischenetz Sekt, verschiedene Sorten, je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 3,49 Euro. Und außerdem Emira Klettscheiben, Natur, je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,22 Euro. Sichere dir außerdem bis zum 24. Dezember 10% Rewe Bonusguthaben auf Weihnachtssüßwaren. Nur in deiner Rewe-App. Frohe Weihnachten. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, the Ace Cosby joke of the day, plus Josh's teacher crush and alpaca. It's all coming up right after this.
Some weirdos moved in across the street and they was keeping my wife awake. 12 hours of the Goo Goo Dolls was about all she could take. So I went over there, bummed a cigarette, and told them break it up pretty soon. Some Aborigines midgets found me 2 days later on the dark side of the moon. Uh-oh. That wasn't a Marlboro. Was that the new Prince Albert in the left-handed can? Uh-oh. That wasn't a Marlboro. But this stuff's enough to make Janet Reno look like the Marlboro Man. It kind of looked like a Lucky or a short Pall Mall. Tastes like horse manure, but menthol. If it legally reaches the public's lips, there's gonna be a shortage of tater chips. We can finally quit hating Philip Morris's guts, 'cause this stuff kicks a cigarette's butt. My brain said it's something it had never seen, but it beats a tar out of nicotine. Uh-oh. That wasn't a Marlboro. But it's the Surgeon General's nephew's favorite brand. Uh-oh. That wasn't a Marlboro. But 2 packs of that will have the Backstreet Boys sounding like a reggae band. It'll have them fellers at the DEA coughing on the witness stand. The views expressed in this song are not asking children to partake of marijuana at all. This is a stupid song.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh, Ace Cosby is here, of course. Ace is our engineer and proprietor of the Ace Cosby joke of the day. Excellent joke today, Ace. Of course, somewhat of a time stamp on that. In fact, we should maybe revisit it for those that missed it.
Who's that sexy man with a deep voice? Ace Cosby, here he is with his joke of the day.
Did you guys hear that song about the tortilla?
No.
Well, actually, it's a rap.
Oh.
That was a joke of the day.
See, words have two meanings.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Homonyms are fun, aren't they?
Right. Yeah,
I'm not. I promise I'm not being critical, Ace. I love you a lot. I love that segment so much. Should it be burrito instead of tortilla?
Well, it started out with a burrito, and then I went to an enchilada, and then
okay. I was just asking. I didn't know.
It doesn't make any difference. Stop it!
Yeah, this is like art history in college. You know, they take any object and we can talk about this forever.
Yes, you know, I feel like.
Did you ever have to dissect a worm in school?
Yes.
And you did. Went, okay, there's the one organ. just the tube inside the tube.
Sure, there's more to it than that.
A science teacher would tell me. Yeah. But
Where were we?
Science teachers are overpaid anyway.
It's Teacher Appreciation Week. Don't do that.
Josh, weren't you a teacher?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Very good. That's, I've asked you not to do that joke.
You have? You were serious?
Not everyone understands what it would, some of you would consider humor.
Really?
As opposed to some of us.
Huh. All right. If I have to say, I love teachers, obviously.
Okay. Have you ever had...
Do you remember the name of the teacher had a crush on in school?
Yeah, yes, all of them. Yeah, yeah.
No, oh, many.
Yeah,
oh, really?
The first one was
Mr. Rosenk.
Your gym teacher?
That's fine.
Junior high, it was Mrs. Bestian, who we cleverly nicknamed
Master Bestian.
Mrs. Brestian.
Oh!
Yeah. Boy, she was crazy hot. And then in high school, Dana Smith was my Algebra 2 teacher, and I got an F.
I got an F?
Yes, because I hated math, and I was terrible at it.
Did you write the word let's above it?
And my parents knew that no matter how many times they grounded me or I got in trouble, that I just never was going to get better, so finally they just gave up.
Did she offer to tutor you?
So she said, she and I got along so well, because I would write jokes and stuff in class while other kids were doing their math homework, and she goes, why don't you just become my assistant?
Uh-huh.
And you can get credit, and we worked it out. So I would just grade papers and like clean overhead sheets for her. And I asked her to prom. She said no. And then she asked me to be a cheerleader because she coached the cheerleaders, and I said no. And
wait
a minute. You asked her to the prom?
You asked a teacher to prom?
Yes, I did.
I'm more interested in the cheerleading thing. Were they going to shoot you out of a cannon?
Oh, Tom.
I think, Tom, I would have been what they call a base.
A base, yes.
A bomb, 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 bomb.
Yes.
He wouldn't have been a flyer.
Yeah, no, no.
Look at him. He can't breathe. He cannot breathe. Because he's laughing so hard. He's gonna pass out.
She was like, we need male cheerleaders, and you're well liked. If you do it, I think other guys will follow
that makes
suit.
Sense.
And
yeah.
I went, I don't.
Would have been good. That's
I don't really want to. So I became the mascot instead.
Sounds like your teacher put you in the friend zone really fast, too.
Well, she was married, but she was married to a guy named Josh who had the same birthday as me. And I went, you married the wrong one, Dana.
Oh, you told her that.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. Oh, she loved me. She loved me. And.
Is she still around? I feel like you need to reach
out.
Don't
ask. Why am I afraid this is going to end sadly?
I've never looked. I've never bothered
to look. Maybe she's available. She could be the one.
Oh, Dana Smith, if you're out there. My goodness. St. Louis, Missouri, taught math, and then went on to, I think she's got a job with Lockheed Martin or something. Mm. For all I know, she's in the Pentagon.
Developing drones that can systematically find and pick out and murder people.
Yeah.
On LinkedIn there, buddy.
I ran into her. What? I ran into her once at a horse track. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
Now playing the ponies, huh?
Yeah, she was. She you know what? She saw me from afar and raced down the grandstand to come see me as I was looking at the horses. And
she clap your erasers.
I go, what are you doing here? She's like, I have a day off or whatever.
Using her math skills to make some cash,
right?
And I go, who are you here with? And she goes, my husband. And I said, oh, really? No, I,
that guy.
Other
no, I actually got to meet him and. I'm sure. So, let me just say this.
How old would you think she is?
When I was, she's probably like 6 years older than me.
Oh, that's doable.
Yeah.
Oh.
So she was, when I was 17 or whatever in school, she was like 23 or 24.
Oh Josh. Yeah. You got to find her. Yeah.
I found a couple on Facebook.
A couple Dana Smiths.
Names changed for the purposes of this story, by the way.
Oh, no, it's Dana Smith. I do know her. If you know her, I want to know.
I throw the net out for
her.
You.
Yeah. This could be
I throw out the net and give you every opportunity to...
Josh, okay. While we're at it, Miss Bestian, if you're available.
By the way, Dad, this is your fault because you made Josh prove how much he loves teachers, and he loves this teacher.
I do love... I sent all my teacher friends nice messages yesterday.
Oh, that's thanking so nice.
Oh, for teacher appreciation?
Yeah, thanking them for all they do.
Are you kidding me?
Not at all.
What a kiss ass.
Not a kiss ass. Just reminding them, hey, what you do
you
is important.
Apple giver.
By the way, now that we're talking about this.
Apple giver.
We're talking about this when all the teachers are now officially at work. They're not listening.
Oh, you're right.
Good.
Good. There's okay. somebody out there with Raycons in. You know that.
Okay. Now,
didn't you ever have a crush on a teacher, Tom?
Not at that level.
Not
well, mine wasn't
level.
A dangerous level.
Well, after the prom.
Yeah, but when she said no, I quickly went with some. I went with another girl. It wasn't a big deal.
Do you think they would have allowed that?
No, no way. That's one of the reasons I asked. I knew that it wasn't going to happen.
Okay.
Man, in today's world.
It's a lot different now.
Yeah, a lot different now.
Was it a successful prom date?
I went to two proms. Oh. And I batted one for two.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad at all.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Christy, what's happening?
Michigan man has found a winning lottery ticket just days before it expired. According to the Michigan Lottery, Anil Phillip of Wayne County matched four of the five white balls and the Powerball in the March 14th drawing last year, winning him a $50,000 prize that was multiplied to $150,000 thanks to the Power Play. The 47-year-old said, quote, I won the prize right when COVID-19 hit, so I decided to wait to claim the prize. Right. I ended up misplacing the ticket and just found it a few days ago.
And
having found the ticket just before it expired, Phillip visited lottery headquarters to claim his prize.
Holy cow.
Man.
Waiting for the third stimulus check to get here. here's the thing. If you have a winning lottery ticket, especially when it's that much money,
right?
There's a very simple procedure.
Here we go. Go
into your bathroom, shave the inside of one of your upper thighs.
Okay.
You following me here?
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Then you put the lottery ticket in a small baggie.
Okay.
And duct tape it to your thigh.
I see.
Until you get to the place where you can actually cash it in. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Every year we get the story, well, I had the winning ticket, but I misplaced it. Well, what?
Write your name on it, right?
No.
We have to sign
get
it,
out
yes,
of your,
but...
Don't get it out of your sight. Sleep with it. This guy probably has a wallet full of unused gift cards.
Can you
to defunct?
I have that. Can you imagine though? Every single day, this was on his mind. Every day, he was looking for it, wondering where it was. That would be awful.
Christy, I'm sorry. Where did he eventually find it?
It didn't say.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah, boy.
But that would be a good.
Can you imagine the relief finding?
Yes. Because you know you've got that thing in that gut, in your gut, you know, that feeling. And
well, if he'd done what I told him and shaved his upper thigh and duct taped the baggie.
Well, you know, if we all did what you told us, we'd all be better people.
Also, what if you go into the convenience store because you got to buy shaving cream to shave your upper thigh, got to buy the duct tape, and then you lose the lottery ticket. Then you're stuck again.
Well, where is it when you're in the convenience store?
It's in your pocket, safely in your pocket.
Well, this is another reason not to wear sweatpants.
And with the way you throw out advice, one would think you have your life all together.
The problem, chick, is other people.
Mm-hmm. I won't argue that.
Don't you always think you're going to kind of win when you play the lottery?
Oh,
of course.
You can't play if you don't win. Play if you don't win.
You always go through the fantasy of what you're going to do first.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. What are you going to do first, Josh?
I am going to gift some money to those I love. You're on that list.
Yay!
Josh.
Pat, you're on that list.
Okay.
I'm on that list.
Everybody in this building is on the
list. Don't put my dad on the list. Come on, he's doing great.
If I want, I'd give some money to Pat just to see how fast he'd go through.
Oh, yeah, it'd be great.
I am not good with money.
No. Now, I could do what my dad said he would always do if he won the lottery, which is he would sit in a very large chair, and one by one, we'd each have to come up and state our case and present what we would do with the money, and then he would either say yay or nay.
That's hilarious.
There used to be a TV show. Something when you were a kid and you'd be sick, you'd turn on the TV, and if you're of a certain age, and it, remember this chick, and then they'd have usually three ladies would come in and tell a sob story.
It was like Queen for a Day.
Queen for a Day.
Yeah.
It was the saddest.
Yeah. No, and then they would choose who.
Yes. Goes. Oh, and they goodness. All were like heartbreaking stories.
Yeah. Oh.
They had to choose one. Yeah.
Just it was like it was like, and now welcome to Sophie's Choice.
Wow. Jeez. Well, we can't rebuild your house, Glenda, but you get a lifetime supply of Rice-A-Roni.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you came in second. Sorry, you don't get the speed queen to wash the clothes for all your kids and live in a tent without electricity.
Oh,
but
man. That's rough.
Get, yeah. Jiffy Pop popcorn.
Queen for a Day.
Seriously,
everybody
likes
popcorn.
Oh.
I just remember when I was really little, it was so awful. Come on, how about some cartoons? This is depressing.
Yeah, that's rough.
I wish I'd gone to school.
Oh, man.
Well, in any event, this guy found his lottery ticket, so he's a winner, so good for him.
Yes.
Now, what else have you got, Christy?
A Massachusetts man, on the other hand, has been accused of using a fraudulent PPP loan to buy an alpaca farm. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston, 57-year-old Dana McIntyre allegedly lied about the number of people he employed at his pizza parlor, Rasta Pasta Pizzeria.
See, I already love this guy.
Well, which is it? It can't be Rasta Pasta.
It's Rasta Pasta.
Such a great name for a pizza place.
It's not Italian, is it?
Great name for a pasta place.
Rasta Pasta Pizza. Rasta Pasta Pizza. I can't even say it. It's a tongue twister.
He's got pasta, he's got pizza, and the whole place has a Jamaican vibe. It sounds good to me.
Yes. He lied about the number of people he employed to obtain more than $660,000 in federal coronavirus relief funds. Reportedly used some of that money to buy and stock an alpaca farm in Vermont. The man was arrested and charged with wire fraud as well as money laundering.
A dirt bag, huh?
I think we're going to hear a lot more of these stories coming up.
He's going to be a packer up on his stuffer when he goes to the bigger house.
Oh, boy.
There we are. Right back to it.
A packer. Wow. So, they have to prove that this is what happened.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Don't you want to have an alpaca? Isn't that your thing?
I love alpacas. I would love to have an alpaca or two. I have a friend in Pennsylvania.
Explain the difference. What's the difference between a llama and an alpaca?
Llamas are bigger than alpacas.
Okay.
Yeah. And alpacas are all right hoofed.
No, they're not.
Yes, that's right.
They can't
they fall over a lot.
Yeah.
Right. They do walk. They walk in circles.
I'm all right hooves.
Alpaca sweaters, look it up. They go for a lot of money. It's a nice wool.
So do they... You see, like a shaved alpaca freezing.
I'll share them, and yeah, I guess.
I'll pack a sweater when I'm going somewhere cold.
Oh, yeah?
Come on,
I have the same thing we just referenced.
Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, you have to kill the alpaca to get it.
No, you don't. Alpacas are adorable.
Tragic.
Easy to check.
Are these the ones that spit?
Llama spit. I don't know if alpacas spit.
Alpaca swallow.
Yeah, it's right there.
Thank you.
Yeah, they love you more.
Yes, yeah. I serve it up and you knock it down.
Looking right at you. Jesus, alpaca.
She's got those alpaca eyes.
You've never seen a baby alpaca? They're just so darn
I haven't
cute.
Seen a baby alpaca.
Oh, I'll post some.
What do they eat?
I would think they would eat hay and grass and stuff
fish?
Like that. Fish?
Rabbit?
Why would
it fish? Well, now, what's this going to be?
Where are we going now?
I think it would just make having them so complicated. I got to go to the fish store again.
Dude.
Why?
You know, I got to feed the alpacas. Nobody told me this.
This is exactly like when she got that, whatever that
chinchilla.
We decide, no, it's going to be a horrible decision. Talk her into it. Remember?
Yeah.
So talk her into the alpaca.
How many acres do you need to have a handful of alpacas?
It's just like a regular farm animal.
It's kind of your dream, isn't it? To have a little, like, yeah. 10, 20 acres and some alpacas.
Have a couple alpaca.
I saw your chinchilla the other day.
You did?
Most beautiful scarf I've ever seen.
Left the head on and everything.
She's,
right.
She's got a nice home.
It was beautiful.
Have you checked on her?
Lovely young man. Yes, I check on her.
Do alpacas, do they eat off the ground? Do they get that big head of theirs all the way to the ground and graze off like cows do? Or are they eating up their own trees?
Yeah, they like off branches.
Do alpacas have abnormally large heads that I
no,
don't
they have
know?
Long necks.
They have long necks.
Long necks, like a giraffe.
Yeah, or a Budweiser.
Like a fuzzy giraffe.
a stubby, fuzzy giraffe. Okay.
Kind of. Now,
how do they reproduce?
They're so cute. Here,
very carefully.
Eggs?
Here,
or?
I'll retweet this picture.
Eggs.
A lot of necking. Thank you very much.
I think we can end it on that note.
A lot of hickeys.
Not necessarily a strong note, but a good note.
But a note nonetheless.
Yes, it's not a bad note. It's okay. It's noteworthy.
If it were possible to cook an alpaca, you know who'd do it great with unbelievable spices.
Let's perhaps not do it that way.
Right to your door.
Let's get back to it. Now, Pat, if you won the lottery, we never really got to you in that. What would you do?
Buy a million guitars. Give all you guys a little taste.
Oh, thank you, Pat. Thank you.
A little taste.
A little taste.
Yeah. I've got a feeling that Pat would do something incredibly irresponsible. Yeah, I don't know if you guys heard it. I won $10,000 in the lottery. Check out the hubcaps.
$10,000. They spin. That wouldn't pay my bills.
I bought 120-dollar movies. That's right.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.